Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The harsh winds that Humboldt and Del Norte County residents have had to endure since yesterday continue until the 8 o'clock mark this morning. That's according to the National Weather Service. It's still important for motorists to remember the wind gusts. They can reach as much as 45 miles per hour on parts of Highway 101 and 299. Northern California beaches have breaking waves of 15 to 19 feet, and heavy rainfall promises to decrease this afternoon and overnight. Forecasters expect additional rainfall of only 1 to 2 inches. Sheriff's detectives are investigating another suspected armed robbery after the victim called the sheriff's office. According to yesterday's press release, this happened on Sunday. He told deputies he had been parked at the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville when a man approached him, asking for a cigarette. As the man was reaching for his pack, he said the suspect pulled a silver handgun from his waist and ordered the victim to drive to Clam Beach, Vista Point. The victim then said the suspect demanded the cash, and he complied. He was then assaulted and knocked unconscious. Suspect is described as an adult black male, 5'9", who was wearing a blue sweatshirt and black pants, and with information, is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies have arrested two men and are seeking a third in an armed robbery that began at the Blue Lake Casino and ended somewhere near West Haven. When deputies contacted the victim, he told them he had been talking to two men at Blue Lake Casino early Saturday morning when the pair suggested they go outside and get a drink, seeing as though the casino was not serving alcohol. That in turn led the victim to get into a vehicle allegedly driven by 27-year-old Eureka resident Donald Lester and with two other men, 25-year-old Fields Landing resident Zachary Davis and an as-of-yet unidentified suspect. The victim told deputies the trio decided to go to Cherry Heights Casino, but instead, Lester pulled the car off the road on Scenic Drive. The victim says Lester then shoved a gun in his mouth while the two other men assaulted him, forcing him to disrobe to his underwear and stole his possessions, including cash the victim had won at Blue Lake Casino. The victim, after being threatened, managed to flee on foot, recover some of his clothing, and get some help from a driver parked in a nearby parking lot who gave him a ride back to Blue Lake. From there, casino security and deputies were able to identify the car, and deputies later found it parked on Excelsior Avenue in Eureka. They also found Donald Lester and Zachary Davis at the location, along with the stolen items. Firearms, meth, and heroin, according to reports. Lester and Davis were both booked on numerous charges, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. The search for the third suspect continues. He is described as an adult black male, standing somewhere between 6'2" to 6'5", with a muscular build. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Saturday evening, sheriff's deputies and Fortuna police respond to a call regarding a bank-owned property on Fox Hill Lane in Fortuna. Officers were told that there were people wandering around the grounds who did not belong there and that a chain had been strung across the driveway. Officers searched the residence, found an indoor marijuana growing operation along with 300 pounds of processed marijuana. That's worth about $1,000 per pound. The search for the growers is underway. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Members of the Upstate Rail Committee held their first meeting in Weaverville to begin discussing the steps needed to get a rail feasibility study up and running. The rail group, which is composed of 33 agencies, along with businesses and civic groups, spent the three-hour meeting discussing organizational tasks and the specifics the feasibility study should contain. The goal of the committee is to establish a rail link between Humboldt Bay and National Rail Lines to the east, and the initial meeting revolved around securing funding, both public and private, for the feasibility study. Conducting public outreach, retaining a consultant to complete the study, and if possible, using the results of the study to attract investors. Local officials present were Eureka City Manager David Tyson, along with council members Lance Madsen and Mike Newman, along with county representatives Supervisor Rex Bone and CAO Philip Smith Haynes. It has been a busy fundraising season for members of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. They recently kicked off their annual toy collection drive, and over the last week, firefighters organized their first annual Bark in the Park fundraiser, a 5K run and walk. The goal is to raise money for the Humboldt Bay Spay Neuter Project, an all-volunteer program that works to improve the lives of animals in the county. The event meant that the Spay Neuter Network is now $4,500 richer after being presented with a check following the run. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.